fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early Western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, Big Fellow! I'm Silver! Hooray!
The stage from the east had just left Mesa Junction on the short run to Red Rock. Dan Reed, nephew of the Lone Ranger, had boarded the stage at Mesa Junction, and he sat eyeing the only other passenger, a sweet-faced old lady. She became conscious of the boy's appraising glance and finally spoke to him.
Oh, my, my. This stagecoach seems to find every bump in the road, doesn't it, young man?
Yes, ma'am.
Going far?
Just to Red Rock. I have friends there. I came to Mesa Junction on an errand.
What's your name?
Dan Reed.
Dan Reed. That's a nice name. I'm going to call you Danny. I like that better. Do you mind?
Not at all.
My husband's name was Danny. Of course, he passed on a long time ago. I'm Mrs. Carey. Mother Carey, everybody calls me back east. I guess you're young enough to call me Mother Carey, too.
You mean you came all the way from the east alone, Miss... Mother Carey?
Land sakes, yes. I was 72 my last birthday, so I guess I'm old enough to travel alone, don't you think?
Yes, I guess you are. But...
Now, Danny, don't tell me you think I'm too old to get about by myself. My goodness gracious, I've enjoyed every mile of this trip, and everyone's been as helpful as could be. They just put themselves out to be nice to me.
Well, I'm sure they would, Mother Carey.
Now, Danny, you don't have to say such nice things, but I like to hear them anyway.
Do you have relatives in the West?
Oh, indeed I have, Danny. My boy. My only son.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I declare I'm so excited about seeing him again. I've just fretted the poor stage driver almost to death, telling him to make the horses go faster.
Well, I guess what you say to him doesn't bother him much.
Oh, yes, it does. Why, only yesterday he said, Mother Carey, if you don't stop hurrying me, I'm going to climb in the coach and let you go up front and take the lines. Of course, he didn't really mean it.
I should hope not.
Have you lived in Red Rock very long, Danny?
Not very long.
Oh. Well, anyway, you must have heard of my son. He owns the biggest ranch in that section. He wrote me all about it.
What's the name of his ranch, Mother Carey?
He calls it the Bar F.
The Bar F?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've heard of that, all right. It's a mighty fine ranch. It's about 10 miles outside of Red Rock.
Danny, I'm going to tell you a little secret. I'm planning to surprise my son. He doesn't know I'm coming out to visit him.
I'll bet he'll be glad to see you.
Oh, I know he will. You see, I saved a little money, and I thought it was, although it's all I have, and I said to myself, I'm going to take that money and make a trip west to see Clifford. Of course, you have to pay my way back or keep me here, one or the other.
I'm sure he'll want you to stay once he sees you again. Clifford. Cliff Carey.
Yes, that's what most people call him, though. I always call him Clifford. Know him, Danny?
Well, I have heard of him around Red Rock.
He'd like you, and you'd like him, too. Of course, Clifford's much older than you, but he's the kind most people take to. He'd always been a good boy, never failed to write to me regularly.
Oh, I see.
And after he wrote about getting the Bar Air branch, well, I decided, now that he'd made good, it was time I came out. Oh, he'll be so surprised when he sees me. Of course, I'll stay at a hotel in Red Rock till I get word to him. There's a hotel, isn't there, Danny?
Yes. Yes, there is.
Well, maybe you could find a way to get word to Clifford so he can come and get me. Do you think you could? You know the way to the ranch, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do, Mother Carey.
Fine. I knew the minute I laid eyes on you, you were the kind of boy who'd favor an old lady like me.
Maybe you should have let him know you were coming west.
Land's sakes, Danny. That'll take all the fun out of the trip. I want to surprise him. And he'll be so proud showing me around his big ranch and all. I knew my boy'd be a success. And I know he'll be happy and surprised when he does see me.
Yes, he'll get a big surprise, all right. I'm sure of that.
Danny, I like you. I hope we'll see a lot of each other after I get to the ranch. I declare I can't wait to get to Red Rock to be with my boy again.
The stage reached Red Rock late that afternoon, and after taking Mother Carey to the hotel, Dan went to the livery stable where he had left his horse, Victor. He rode into the hills beyond town and soon approached the camp where the Lone Ranger and Tonto were waiting.
Back safely.
Oh, I was all right. Hi, Tonto.
Oh, Dan. It's good to see you.
I brought the letter from the sheriff in Mesa Junction.
Good. I'll take it, Dan.
It knows you wait for Kemosabe.
Yes, Tonto, this is it. How was your trip, Dan?
All right, sir. But...
Well, but what?
On the way back, there was no lady on the stage. She was the nicest old lady I ever met.
Really?
Yes. I sure feel sorry for her, though.
Why, Dan?
Well, golly, she spent all her money to come out here from the east. Said she was coming to surprise her son, who wrote her that he owned the Bar F Ranch.
The Bar F? That belongs to our friend, Dave Martin. I didn't know his mother was living.
That's just it. She isn't his mother.
Then old lady not tell truth, Dan.
Oh, she wouldn't tell a lie, Tonto.
Me not savvy, Dan.
Well, it seems her son wanted her to think he was successful out here in the west. So he wrote her about owning the Bar F, and she's so proud and all... Gee, I don't know what to do.
Dan, this is slightly confusing. What do you mean you don't know what to do?
I'll explain. She's stopping at the hotel in town overnight. She asked me to ride to the Bar F and tell her son she's here. But you see, her son's name is Cliff Carey.
Cliff Carey?
Yes.
Oh. Him fella who make jailbreak with outlaw and go to join outlaw gang few nights ago.
Sure, but I couldn't tell her that. Golly, if you ever met her, you'd know what I mean. She, well, she's wonderful.
She must be wonderful, Dan, to make you feel like that. Cliff Carey probably never expected her to come out here.
I guess he didn't. Otherwise, he'd never have written her those lies.
That's not good.
You'd be sure it wasn't if you knew Mother Carey, Tonto.
Mother Carey?
Oh, she told me to call her that. Seems everybody does.
I see. Did you let her think you were going to the Bar of Ranch to get her son?
Well, yes, sir. I just couldn't think of anything to say. She was so happy about everything. Now I don't know what to do.
I'll give you a note to Dave Martin explaining the situation, Dan. Though gruff in manner, he's a very kind-hearted man.
But how will
I... Leave Victor at the Bar F and drive in with Dave Martin to get Mrs. Carey. After he gets her to the ranch, you'll find some way to break the news to her gently about being the owner.
I know, but she hasn't any money left, and I hate to think of her finding out that her son is an outlaw.
Don't worry, Dan. She'll be taken care of. And there's no need to mention anything about Cliff Carey just yet. Trust me, Dan. I promise Mother Carey won't be hurt too much.
It was early the following morning when Dan and Dave Martin rode down the main street of Red Rock in the Bar F buckboard.
Golly, I wonder what she'll say when she sees you instead of her son.
Yeah, we'll soon find out, Dan. The hotel's just ahead. Can't ask to see this old lady you're so sweet on.
You'll like her too, Mr. Martin. Wait and see.
Maybe. Whoa, hold that, hold.
Look, Mr. Martin, there's Mother Carrie sitting on the hotel porch with her luggage around her.
She wants to get up off her early. Come along, Dan. Might as well get this over with.
Yeah, I guess so.
I knew you'd get here early, and I wanted to be waiting and ready.
Good morning, Mother Carey.
Who's this with you, Danny? Where's Clifford?
Oh, well, you see, Mother...
Dave Martin, ma'am. The fact is,
Oh, my goodness. You're about the biggest man I've ever seen, but I like you right off. I knew Clifford would have nice people working for him. You do work for the Bar F Ranch, don't you?
Yeah, sure. I sort of run the ranch, ma'am.
Mercy me, you don't have to say ma'am. You can call me Mother Carey like Danny does. I suppose you're the foreman. Isn't that what they call the man who runs things? Oh, land sakes. What I don't know about ranches would fill a whole book. Oh, why didn't Clifford come for me himself?
Well, you see, ma'am, Mother Carey, he wasn't exactly available to come this morning.
Poor boy, he must be working too hard. It's a good thing I came here.
We'd better be on our way. I'll take your badge.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know when I'd be more excited. Come along, Danny.
There's the buckboard, Mother Carey.
Oh, what beautiful horses. And that nice buckboard with the Bar F painted right on the side of the front seat. My, I'm sure Clifford's mighty proud of the Bar F.
The Bar F's something to be proud of, if I do say so myself.
I'm glad to hear you say it, Mr. Martin. Those that work on the place should be proud of it. Well,
let me help you in, Mother Carey.
I've never ridden in a buckboard.
You get in too, Dan. Oh, gotta get going.
I'm ready, Mr. Martin.
Get up there, hop.
They'll be watching for us to drive up, I reckon.
I'm afraid not, Mother Carey. You see, he's not around for the time being.
Oh, that's too bad. But I thought he had to go away on business. Well, maybe I can get a chance to fix the place up a bit. I have a mind you don't change window curtains and things very often unless there's a woman
around. We don't have any women at the Bar F, ma'am.
My goodness, the house must be a mess then. But I'll tend to that. Clifford won't know the place when he comes home. Would he be surprised?
Well, ma'am, I...
Well, there you go, so he's ma'am again. Oh, I'm going to call you Dave because I'm really old enough to be your mother, too. So you just remember to call me Mother Carey. Now, what were you going to say, Dave?
Well, Mother Carey, I was fixing to say lots of others will be surprised around the Bar F before the week's out. Get along there. Huh?
Well, Tonto, according to the message I received from the sheriff in Mesa Junction, I'm to be at Chimney Rock by noon. I better get started. Here, Silver. All right, steady boy.
Let me wait here in camp till you come back.
Yes. My plans are changed. I'll get a message to you somehow. Steady. Easy, Silver.
Dan be on way to Bar F Ranch with old lady by this time, Kemosabe.
Yes. For Dan's sake as well as hers, I hope our plans work out all right. I'll do my best to see that they do. Adios. Mon Silver!
Leaving his camp, the Lone Ranger headed west into the hills. Chimney Rock was still some distance away, and the masked rider of the plains urged the great white stallion on to even greater speed.
Come on, Silver! Faster, boy! Faster!
It was nearly noon when the Lone Ranger came within sight of Chimney Rock, the place mentioned in the strange letter Dan had brought from the sheriff in Mesa Junction. As he neared the landmark, the Lone Ranger pulled Silver to a walk.
Oh, boy, easy. Easy, Silver.
As the masked man approached, he glanced sharply around as though expecting someone. Suddenly...
Oh, Silver, oh, boy, whoa!
Put your hands up! Don't make a move! Come on, get up. Get up there. An owl hoot, huh? I've got you covered, so watch yourself.
I'm not an outlaw.
That mask says you are.
You're Cliff Carey, aren't you?
All right, so I'm Cliff Carey. Since you know me, you might also know I can handle this gun well enough to put a bullet right between your eyes if you make one false move.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story. After receiving a message from the sheriff at Mesa Junction, the Lone Ranger had ridden into the hills beyond Red Rock to a well-known landmark known as Chimney Rock. At the designated place, he was suddenly fired upon and immediately found himself facing a gun in the hands of Cliff Carey. The Lone Ranger sat motionless for a moment, and he spoke.
No need for the gun, Cliff.
That's for me to decide, mister. I think there is.
I have something here.
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, my hand. It's numb.
Sorry, Cliff, but I had to shoot that gun from your hand so you'd listen to reason.
Well, you started to draw,
what
so I...
What I really started to do was to take a letter from my pocket. Here it is. Read it.
Meet Cliff Carey at Chimney Rock at noon tomorrow. Sheriff Wilson.
I didn't expect such a warm reception.
Well, then, you must be the friend Sheriff Wilson was going to send. But that mask, I don't understand.
I'm the friend Sheriff Wilson meant, Cliff.
I'm sorry I acted the way I did.
Oh, I understand. Well, shall we talk now? We'll need time to lay plans.
Sure. I'll tell you what I found out. Then we can decide just what we're going to do.
It was late afternoon. Mother Carey had made herself right at home in the ranch house at the Bar F.
I declare, Dave, this place was certainly missing a woman's hand. I never saw such an unhomelike place in all my born days. How on earth my Clipper could put up with it is beyond me.
Well, now, Mother Carey, this ranch house always seemed right comfortable to me.
Now, Dave, you know right well it's downright indecent for Clipper to have so much money and not fix up a bit. You being foreman, I'm certain you could lay your hands on some money. Me to go to town in the morning and do some shopping.
Well,
let me see now. Nice crisp curtains for the windows. Some of that new stuff furniture covered with horse
hair. Now, wait a minute, Mother Carey. I ain't spending a lot of money just to...
Oh, land's sakes, Dave Martin. Nobody think 'twas your money the way you take care of it for my Clifford. But you just tell him it was my idea and it'll be all right. Oh, Dave. You don't know how happy I am about it all.
Well, I'm glad to see you so happy, Mother Carey. We'll drive to town in the morning if you say so.
Dave, I'm so glad Clifford has you here. Where's Danny?
Well, I saw him ride off on that white horse of his. Said he'd be back later.
He's such a fine boy, and he's been so nice to me. Someday
Mr.
I'm...
Mark, can I see you a minute, private?
Sure, be right out. Excuse me, Mother Carey. I'll be right back. What's the matter, Jed?
Cattle rustlers.
What?
Yeah, that herd we had over in the West Range. The whole herd's gone.
Why, the dirty, stinking skunks. That's my prize herd. Well, get after them. Do something. Don't stand there. Nobody could drive off that herd without leaving a trace.
Me and some of the boys cut sign on them all the way to Mountain Pass. They went through the pass to the creek. And their iron was stumped.
But if they went through Mountain Pass to the creek, they couldn't go on. There's a solid wall of rock across the creek.
Maybe so, but they're gone. And we don't know how or where.
Must be Clark and his gang of outlaws. If I could lay my hands on that coyote just once...
He's too smart to get caught, Mr. Martin. Every posse that ever went out after him come back empty-handed. And if... Hey, look what's coming. A masked hombre. There's an Indian with him, too.
Don't worry about them. They're friends of mine. Go round up the boys. Tell them to saddle up pronto.
Right away, Mr. Martin.
Howdy. Come just in time to hear about my prize herd being stolen.
We already know about it. We came to help.
But how in thunder could you have heard about
it? I'll let you wait. Get your men together and come with us.
You're getting ready to ride now. I could tell by the way you rode in you was fixing for some action.
Good. I sent Dan into Red Rock with a note to the sheriff. He and his posse are to meet us at Mountain Pass.
Well, that's what they call real action. Somebody bring my horse here. The rest of you get ready to hit leather.
Hit, Hank. Plenty fast ride to get to Mountain Pass before sun go down.
We'll make it, Toto.
Here's your horse, Mr. Martin.
Yeah, thanks, Jed. You ready, boys? Let's go.
Come on, Silver.
Well, here we are in Mountain Pass. Where did our masked friend go, Tonto?
Him go ahead to creek yonder. Find shallow place to cross.
But there's nothing on the other side but high cliffs. How could they cattle
get... Wait. Him know way. Soon him come back. Tell us plan. Sheriff come with posse.
Yeah, that's right. Say, are they supposed to wait here with us?
Just when sunset, we go join Lone Ranger, other side of creek. It not be long now.
In a valley beyond the high cliff walls, the stolen herd was grazing under the watchful eyes of the outlaw Clark and his men. Near the entrance to a tunnel which ran through the cliff and opened near the creek at Mountain Pass, one of the outlaws sat on his horse on guard. His hand slid toward his gun as Cliff Carey rode toward him.
Where do you think you're going, Carey?
Easy, boy. Oh, it's you, Hal. The boss told me to make sure the plank that locks the tunnel gates is in place. If some of that Bar F crowd discover the gates behind all that brush we covered them with, they might try to force them.
Well, if the boss told you to check it, go ahead.
Sure. I'll be right back. Get up. Come on.
Clark must be getting nervous having him check the plank.
Hey, you. Who just went into that tunnel?
Why, that was Carey, boss. He said you told him to check
the... I didn't tell him anything. You fool, didn't I warn you not to let anybody go into that tunnel?
Say, if you didn't tell him to go, then he must be
up... He's trying to pull something funny, that's what. Come on with me. Get up there.
Get up there. Come on.
Get your gun handy. Carey's up to anything.
That guy's been acting funny anyway. Boss, he's a latch of the gates.
Double-crossing polecat. Carey, get away from those gates.
Ho, ho, ho.
Too late, Clark. Too late, Emma. Let him have it.
Oh, you don't...
I'm hit.
Get up there. Come on.
Bring the other shoe. Clark's getting away. Said the big fella. I'm going after him. One silver.
In the dim light of sunset, the Lone Ranger could see the racing figure of the outlaw ahead of him. Clark seemed bent upon skirting the herd of cattle, possibly with the thought that with the herd between them, he'd have a chance to escape. But the Lone Ranger sensed his thoughts and urged Silver forward at breakneck speed.
Come on, Silver!
Gradually, the distance lessened between the two horsemen, and panic filled Clark's mind. He twisted in his saddle and looked at the masked figure who slowly but surely was closing up on him. Then he fired. But still, the big white charger behind him followed at ever-increasing speed. Clark fired again. Now the white stallion with his masked rider was alongside, and the voice of the Lone Ranger was heard above the pounding of hoofs.
That was your last shot, Clark. Now you can fight like a man. Here I come.
Oh, stop! Stop, I say! Go!
Get to your feet.
No, no!
Get up, I say.
All right, why else?
You do what?
No!
Then... One more.
No, I've had enough.
You dirty coward. There's one for good measure.
No, don't. Please, I give up.
Oh, you do, huh? The others will round up your gang, Clark. And we'll turn all of you over to the law.
Put me straight about all this, will you?
With pleasure, Dave. We have Cliff Carey to thank for catching Clark and his gang, finding your stolen cattle.
Cliff Carey? Look, maybe I'm crazy.
Tell him, Cliff.
Well, I was a cowpoke over on the Double O, near Mesa Junction. Clark rustled out of the cattle, but we had no proof.
Go on.
The sheriff was a friend of mine. He asked me to help in a plan he had, after hearing one of Clark's men was in Red Rock jail.
What kind of plan?
Well, I wasn't known in Red Rock. He wanted someone the Red Rock sheriff didn't know to go there and get arrested. So I did, for disturbing the peace.
Well, I'll be... Then Clark busted his man out and you went along.
Sure. Then when they laid plans to rustle your prize stock, I got the lowdown in that secret tunnel. Then found out when they would take the cattle. I got in touch with the sheriff in Mesa Junction. He said he'd send a friend to help me. I sneaked through and let the bars down and... Well, you know the rest.
Jump and catfish, son. You turned out to be a regular hero. I wondered why the masked man said to withhold any judgment on you for a few days. Well, here we are back at the Bar F. Hold there. Steady, boy. Cliff, before we go inside, I want to talk to you.
No. What about, Mr. Martin?
Well, first, I ain't Mr. Martin to you. I'm Dave. Next, I owe you plenty for what you did. Saved me a heap of money by getting those cattle back.
Oh, that's all right, Dave.
Next, I want right here and now to make you a partner in the bar.
A partner? Well, why do you want...
Sam, I hate to think you'd ever be caught a liar. If you're going to tell folks you own the bar, F, it better be half-true anyway.
But I never told it... Oh, say, I don't know how you found that out, but I did write that to my mother as sort of... Well, she wanted me to be something great. I always thought the Bar F was the one spread I'd be proud to own. But she'd never really know, so...
Come on in the house, Cliff. Got something to show you.
Dave, whatever on earth has been... Clifford!
What? Mom!
Oh, Clifford, my boy. Oh, I'm so proud of your ranch and everything and all the nice folks you have with you.
Proud of my... Dave, you did that even when you thought...
Cliff, there's some things money can't buy. I found that out when I met up with Mother Carey. It's what shines out of her eyes, Cliff, and comes out of her heart to make a big galoot like me feel like a kid again with the best friend a kid can have. A mother.
Mom, Dave and me are partners in the Bar F.
Oh, I'm so glad. I sort of felt Dave belonged somehow, and little Danny, too. Clifford, you'll meet him soon. He's a good friend.
Well, I found a good friend, too, Mom. I want you to... Hey, Dave, he's gone. I don't even know his name.
Mercy sakes, who do you mean, Clifford?
The Masked Man.
Masked Man? Do you mean to say you've made a friend of a...
That Masked Man's a real friend to everybody who deserves a friend, ma'am. He's known as the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.